Happy Valentine's Day. So, Valentine's Day is a time when we have all kinds of quite strange ritual. Things about jewelry, for example. There's a lot of really wonderful stuff here. But the fact is, we do give all kinds of things to each other on Valentine's. We give jewelry, we give chocolates, we give flowers. Why is that? Now, think about what would happen if you ask an economist to be a consultant for how Valentine's Day would look like. Would you give jewelry? Would you give chocolate? Of course not. It's economically inefficient. I would come to you and I would say, I'm so happy you're going out with me on Valentine's Day, but I'll tell you what, instead of spending too much money on jewelry and chocolate and flowers, why don't I just take the cash I was going to spend? I'll split it with you. I'll give you half, I'll keep half to myself, and we can just go to bed and go to whatever we're going to do next without all of this information. But the fact is, this advice from a rational economist is unlikely to be very successful. Why? Because the reality is that relationships between human beings are not about money. And while we sometimes have money in the background, such as when we buy gifts to each other, they are not what makes the relationship. So what would happen if I gave you a gift? It might be economically inefficient. I might spend too much money on it, and you might not get all the potential economic value out of it, but it would get us to care more about each other. It would increase our relationship, our friendship, and maybe the long term of the potential of what we will have. So, on this Valentine's Day, go ahead, buy a gift, make somebody happy.